Good morning. We haven't started with football since the World Cup. But if Arsenal is your team, then you'd be having a superb day ahead. What a beautiful game it was last night. Well, more on Mesut magic later, but for now, let's head to the tricks, trickery and chimeras of Indian and world politics. It is 23rd October 2018 and firecrackers was set off at CBI. But the cracker of a question for today isn't whether women will be allowed entry into Sabarimala like they can now in Haji Ali Dargah, or will BJP continue to divide the country on religious ground. But the question is about the firecrackers itself. Will the Supreme Court ban them nationally? Well, coming back to the firecrackers inside the CBI, unprecedented day as far as headlines go. CBI versus CBI is the big game on. And again, Prime Minister is caught right in the muddle of things, or in the keechar which makes the lotus bloom, given this is about his blue-eyed boy from Gujarat, Asthana. Before we go ahead with that, try finding out who is the minister responsible for CBI. Well, India achieved what it hadn't in its 70 years of history, that CBI raided CBI. The ongoing war between CBI Director Alok Verma and Special Director Rakesh Asthana has escalated, with the agency searching its own premises in New Delhi and placing under arrest its Deputy Superintendent of Police, Devender Kumar, for falsification of records in connection with bribery allegations which involve Asthana. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Verma Sunday evening to discuss the case. He also separately met the RAW chief Anil Dhasmana the same evening, since Samant Kamwar Goyal, who's a special secretary of RAW, has been named in the FIR, although he is not accused in the case. In the statement that CBI called fabricated, Sana told the SIT under Asthana that the case against him had been settled through negotiations carried out by TDP MP CM Ramesh on his behalf with CBI Director Alok Verma. Now, CBI sources said that Kumar was arrested on the allegation of falsification of records in an ongoing investigation where he had allegedly fabricated the statement of Sana Satish Babu as an afterthought plan to corroborate the baseless allegations made by Asthana against the CBI director. As per the FIR, Sana, a witness in the Moin Qureshi case, is alleged to have paid bribes to Asthana for getting relief in an investigation from the CBI SIT headed by him. Well, as per Asthana, he got an entry into the hallowed cage of CBI after the Supreme Court and the Government of India had created special door for him, despite several objections from CBI itself. All in all, it looks like Asthana was trying to dig a hole for Verma. Instead, he now finds himself at the bottom of it. Is Narendra Modi's blue-eyed boy Asthana clean? An honest officer? But don't answer that, it's a rhetorical question. The story in today's Indian Express about his daughter's wedding just speaks volume of the Gujarati blue-eyed boy. Investigating the 2016 wedding of the daughter of its special director Rakesh Asthana in Vadodara, CBI questioned close to a dozen people and received reply from at least four hotels on expenses made and facilities provided. A look at these replies in CBI documents shows that several venues were actually availed by the Asthana family on complimentary basis. The investigations also connect Asthana to Chetan Sandesara, a fugitive in the rupees 5,000 crore loan default case against, which is again being probed by CBI. However, at the time of the wedding, Sandeshara was not facing any probe by the agency. The Sangeet ceremony, which was held at the farmhouse owned by Chetan Sandeshara near Vadodara. Now, the CBI documents say that the catering for this event was provided by Hotel Express Towers, which did not charge anything. Well, speaking about charges and speaking about daughters, let's head to the curious case of Jaitley's daughter. The Congress on Monday accused the Narendra Modi government of conniving with fraudsters who had escaped the country and claimed conflict of interest to demand the sacking of Finance Minister Arun Jaitley, saying his daughter and son-in-law, both lawyers, allegedly received a retainership of Rs 24 lakh from fugitive Mehul Choksi. Referring to the Finance Minister as Jaitlai, party president of the Congress Rahul Gandhi tweeted that his daughter was on the payroll of thief Mehul Choksi when her FM daddy sat on his file and allowed him to flee. He used the hashtag Hashtag Arun Jaitley must resign with the tweet. And from daughter, we go on to the father, brother, the priest who was murdered. Jose Kurian, brother of the deceased priest who had been given a statement against Bishop Franco Mulakal on Monday, said that Father Kuriakos Katutra's death was not natural but a pre-planned murder. Kurian said that the father was repeatedly threatened by people close to the bishop accused of raping a Kerala nun. He also questioned the timing, pointing out that it came just 6 days after Mulakal was granted bail by the Kerala High Court. And on to international news, not to Rome, which is caught by an unexpected storm, but the storm that Saudis brewed in Turkey. Well, the latest in the Khashoggi killing is that the Turkish president Recep Tayyip Erdogan appears primed to assemble 2 weeks of leaks, insinuation and police evidence in an explosive speech in the Turkish parliament on Tuesday, that is today, alleging that the Saudi Arabian government murdered the Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi on the Turkish soil. This Turkish drip-drap of leaks has already forced Saudi Arabia to make an unprecedented admission of guilt, leading to the sacking of two of the crown prince's closest aides as well as 18 other Saudi officers. Well, in the latest leak, CCTV footage emerged on Monday that appears to show a Saudi agent leaving the country's consulate in Istanbul wearing Khashoggi's clothes. So what does Erdogan have on MBS? Well, an audio recording that purportedly exists of the moments of Khashoggi's death and dismemberment. Well, reports on Monday suggested that Saud Al-Qahtani, an influential advisor to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, participated in a Skype call to the room in the consulate where Khashoggi was held. A Turkish intelligence source told Reuters that at one point Qahtani told his men to dispose of Khashoggi, quote, "Bring me the head of the dog," unquote, he said. It is understood that Erdogan has not shared this recording with the US. And from this Turk, we move on to the other Turk who left the German squad and was so scintillating last night that the goal and assist of magical Mesut will make you also go wow. Arsenal substitute Aubameyang scored twice in 3 minutes and captain Mesut Ozil played a starring role as they extended their winning run with a 3-1 victory over Leicester City in the Premier League on Monday. And as for today, don't miss out as Manchester United takes on Juventus with Ronaldo, ex-United, now Juventus, preps up for an emotional return to his former club Manchester United in the Champions League tonight. And before we leave you, to have a productive day ahead and tackle the sea of troubles heading your way, archaeologists have found that what they believe to be the world's oldest intact shipwreck at the bottom of the Black Sea, where it appears to have lain undisturbed for more than 2400 years. And that is all from me. You will hear from us tomorrow. Meanwhile, stay healthy, stay safe. Wishing you a lesser wait time on your Ola and Uber. Thank you for listening. Goodbye from takeapart.in.